Welcome back. Here's where you left off.
Spoilers ahead for 0 Days, chapters 9 and 10.
So you remember at the end of the last episode where you said you didn't believe my theory? Well, it seems that I was right. And also that there seems to be a lot more going on than what we previously thought. Now, you had a great theory there before, but once it was revealed here in chapter 9 that he was, I would say, romantically interested in her, what did you think about that revelation?
I think it's not a romantic interest here. We're talking about, okay, there's two things. Based on chapter 9 alone, we're literally starting backwards here. Based on chapter 9 alone, okay, it actually, for him kissing her or trying to kiss her and she pulls back, I have a feeling that the motive is there based on your prediction, but at the same time, it could be two people having an emotional thing that this accidentally came out. That's how I'm looking at it.
Let's back up for just a moment then, because the things that started to make me go, huh, was, you know, there was the phone call with Cole and, you know, it waits like 4 hours and I was like, what the hell? What the heck's going on here? You know, and you know, he comes up, he gives her, you know, like this battery back, but he's also whistling her first dance with Gabe at their wedding, and she's like, hey, only somebody who was there would know that, and it started to put off this huge stalker vibe to me, and I was thinking, wow, this is getting pretty intense, and then when he goes to kiss her, she sort of does it and then realizes, no, this is wrong. And then at the same time, she's into it. It was this weird mixture of emotion for her. What did you think?
Yes. It is. Okay. Let's just go back a step here because we're jumping all over the place. We're literally working backwards now. Let's just go back forward a bit. So when we ended the last episode, her battery is dying. Like, her phone is dying, so there's no way for her to charge. So she's been trying to figure out how to message. The only friend she has is Cole, right? And at the same time, too, as he theoretically is being a good friend trying to figure out, because he's the one who sent her to the cottage. And she and he ending up following, going back to the go to the cottage because he couldn't reach from her. She reached her, right? In the same time, she thought someone's trying to get her, so that's why she left the cottage, get out, went to the dooms and hide, right? And she has no clue who this person is. So the only way that Cole can say, "Hey, Jack, it's me, it's Cole," without yelling that out loud, he literally started whistling this song. It's literally, I think it's their first dance song or whatever. And that triggers, it's like, hey, this person, I know this person, right? I know this person. So she stood up. I was like, Cole. It's like, yeah, I was trying to reach you. My battery's dead. It's like, I presume that was the case. I ran out here to make sure that you're okay. That sounds pretty innocent, in my opinion. It's just being innocent. It's just being a friend to best friend's widow, right?
And okay, at what point does it switch for you then? Because for me, he keeps on trying to point the finger at Jeff. When he's whistling the song to the thing, I'm like, okay, it's interesting, but it's one of those familiar things. And so once he's starting to do this, I'm getting into my mind that maybe, because he has her secluded in this cabin. Okay, so he knows her phone number. He has her secluded in the cabin. She's completely dependent on him now. I mean, we're just ticking off the boxes. Okay, don't you think?
You're making a list together regarding stalker lists, like stalker 101 list. But in the same time, at this point, like literally at this point, we are seeing that, okay, Cole looks like a potential stalker, potential obsessed to Jack, like literally obsessed with Jack. Okay, let's use your theory that she is really into Jack. Okay, so if you use that theory, that means, based on your theory, this means Cole brought the police there. Okay. Cole That's why I'm saying that this there is a potential that he could be a stalker, but at the same time, it could be a coincidence. But based on all that's happening, that he's trying to kiss her and at the same time trying to befriend her.
He's pointing the finger at Jack, right?
Yeah.
He's pointing the finger at Jack during that moment, in those moments when we're trying to figure it out. And I mean, even Jack says Jeff doesn't have the skills to do this. She doesn't believe it.
Remember, Jack is looking at this perspective that her ex-boyfriend's an idiot, okay, and has zero skill set. But in the same time, too, I understand that what Cole's trying to do is say, you could still be Jeff. Jeff has resources trying to sort this out, right? So now, here's the thing, though. When the cops showed up in the cottage, Jack heard it. Jack tried to get out of there as fast as he can, ripped the sleeping bag, ran outside, right? And the detective and the lead detective, the chief inspector, the lead detective and Jeff, the ex-boyfriend copper, trying to find her, got into this hut with the seasonal hut thing for food, and after that after that scene, I want to know what happened to Cole. Did Cole got arrested, or what? So we don't know what happened to Cole after that scene. But she ended up going back into the city, right? Trying to get into the insurance company. So she did all this work trying to find out who's available, who's not available, who looks like her and all that. To be honest with you, that's the whole premise of trying to collect information of a particular person so she can imitate her to get into the building. And the process is trying to break it. That was actually very good, because
that was really interesting. I was enjoying seeing her bring her skill set into it, and I was hoping that during the course of the book that would happen.
Yes.
It's an important thing because that's what she's good at.
Right? Yeah.
And even though the majority of the chapter was dedicated to her breaking into the insurance company, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And just to show the skill sets and how she's sort of manipulating people around that and doing that. But I agree that the question of what happened to Cole is a question. But in reality, what could the police do to Cole? He's there. It's his cabin or his girlfriend's cabin, whatever. She wasn't found inside of it. So there's not much the police can do. And remember that Jack was outside of that little, what is it? Beach.
It's like one of those hamburger stands in the summer.
Yeah, hamburger stand things or whatever. So he was there with the detective. So
yeah, but here's the thing though. It's like when before that scene ended, like the chief detective actually says, like, we tracked your phone, we tracked you where you go, right? That, to be honest with you, makes sense to me because she is using a prepaid phone. If the cops ending up going into her sister's account and say, hey, you bought this phone, the phone is registered because you have to scan the IMEI code, it'll automatically register. So that phone is registered to, let's say, to her, for example. Now the phone is being used, right? And I'm not sure how England handles prepaid, but in Canada, we have to register to an address. It has to be your address. In the U.S., because when I was traveling in the U.S., I have a prepaid back in the day. I can register the phone and get an area code anywhere in the U.S., so it's not tied into anything, right? That's why everyone uses the burner phone. But in England, I think you have to have a particular address or a credit card connected to account or something. I don't remember exactly, but for them tracking the phone, I think it's going to be tied back to someone else, because there's no way if they're prepaid, same thing in the U.S., there's no way you can tie that phone to a person, right?
Well, I agree, because the argument here is that Cole is the one who got her the number, and so he is technically the only person that knows. And unless, remember, that there is the question of who is pretending to be Hal And I still think somebody's pretending to be Hal because she keeps on questioning it.
Yeah,
if it's Cole, if it's whoever that is, maybe it's the police.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It would seem unusual, you know?
Yeah.
But it didn't seem that they were tracking the phone at the point where they were searching for her. So it kind of leads me against thinking it's the police.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, it's there's a lot of holes right now, in my opinion, trying to figure out who's actually doing this. But let's talk about because we talked about this. Let's talk about her skill set because going to in this reading itself, it was very interesting regarding how her skill set is being used, because I think you mentioned several times we want to see how she did this and how she does her work. And the book itself actually went through the process of searching someone. Her premise is, I need to find someone who works for this company. The goal is to find someone's on vacation, for example, right? And using that information, find out who's the closest looks like her, so she can get in. So she made her own pass, went through. She did all this work, and again, we both agree it was a great thing to see, and it was a great it's a great way to show up her skills. Now let's talk about something that's kind of mind blowing, in my opinion, very very mind blowing. How she found the information she was looking for regarding who started the policy, and she was reading the file and she found out there's a voice recording of the conversation. Right, and she played it, listening to it, trying to figure out if it's actually Gabe made that call, made that policy. And when she keeps listening it over and over again, guess who she recognized? Drumroll.
Nailed it.
There you go. I want to say congratulations for Derek for actually saying that his theory is Cole. His Cole is the theory that potentially opened the life insurance. Okay, but here's the thing though. If you read the transcript or the recording or whatever, the recording literally says, can you send me an email, right? So that can be anything. It could be Gabe ask Cole to open or be like ask Cole to Cole's number is actually part of it, right? Or he asked Cole to open the account for him, right? That's the one potential. The other potential is, as you said, that he could be the one that's actually causing all this headaches. So it's still a neck and neck sort of theory here that it not a theory, but is it Cole versus not Cole, right? I think it's the thing for this book. Is it really Cole or is it someone else, right?
Well, I mean, Cole has his motives, and I you're right. I have a lot of questions, even though my theory panned out. It sort of was pancaked a little bit because, okay, let's go down the road of he likes her. Let's say that he had a flame for her, Gabe got her, they got married, he's obsessed with her, so forth and so on. Well, they've been married for a number of years. Why institute this plan now? Why murder Gabe now? Why send her through all of this? I mean, when he sent her up to the cabin, as you said, it looks like I'm trying to help you. To me, it, you know, tick, 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 stalker vibe. When he kisses her, that's just reinforcing that for me. But there's lots of other ways that he could interfere in their marriage versus killing Gabe. So I agree with you that I feel like there's something else going on here that we just don't know about yet. I don't know what it is, but I feel like...
Here's the thing, though, because we don't know his motive yet. He's just being implicated to a potential, you know?
Yeah, like his motive is like, is his motive romantic or is it some other thing? And I mean, because he went and kissed her, I still lean towards the romantic, because if he was just trying to frame her for something, why would he go through that process of helping her than trying to get with her and all that?
Well,
you know?
Okay, let's use the theory of like, okay, let's just use your theory of like, okay, romantic. Okay. If that's the case, the way that he's doing it, it doesn't make any sense. Of course he, okay, let's say,
I agree.
Best friend
I agree.
Killed husband, best friend seduced a widow, happily ever after. Now his job is to hide the thing. But here's the thing though. Husband dead. Widow is alone. Best friend's helping widow. Best friend is framing her for something else. Right? So it becomes like,
what's that motive? Like what's that motive?
But yeah.
To do it, you know? Like I agree. There's like a stretch here that we haven't come up with, and that leads us back to sort of back when we originally start talking about in the beginning of the book, I think that we both said, was Gabe rolled up into something? Was there something that happened between Gabe and Cole, or like, was there something happening that we don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did Gabe find out something, you know, that got him killed? Like that's sort of the next where my mind goes after the whole I'm in love with your wife, right?
It's well, okay, how about this though? Here's my theory. After reading where we are now, where we are in the book right now, my theory is you're right. Jack is being framed for something. I think her sister nailed it. Jack is being framed for something. The question is now is Gabe involved on something that he shouldn't be involved, or both of them were brought in to do a pen test. They took something as part of their test. Now they're kind of like, well, they found out about this. They took it. We don't know what they did with this information. Should we just get rid of them? If that's the case,
there's actually another theory behind it, because let's assume for the second that the people that hired them to go in to do this. Well, obviously, if you're trying to hide something, you're not going to hire somebody to go in and test your own facility to pull out that information that you would have had, right? That you don't want somebody to see. So that doesn't make any sense. But if there's a third party that wants to get that information, you know, there's an operative, they send them in. And then once Gabe has the information, they immediately kill him to steal, because his hard drive is gone, remember? Whatever was on the hard drive that he got is gone. So there could be a larger conspiracy here, sure. That would make sense.
You think he's
working... Why frame Jack for it?
Well, here's the thing, though.
Jack? Like,
actually, after you said that, actually something came up in my head, though. You think Gabe is working on another job without telling Jack?
Well, he has a past. He has that. I mean, I think it's more likely that he found something he didn't know he was looking for, and then he was killed for it, right?
Okay, how about this? How about this theory? You think Gabe is helping Cole to do something, but Gabe never told Jack. When he found out, Cole's trying to eliminate Gabe and eliminate Jack and frame Jack for the death of the husband.
It's a theory, definitely. I mean, we could go either way on that. I think they're both legitimate theories, right?
Yeah, it's to me, Derek. I can tell you right now, I'm excited to read the next two chapters, because I want to know exactly what's happening, because it comes to the point that I'm incredibly heavily invested on what's going to happen next.
Well, I think that whoever is in communication with Jack, because remember, before she went to the insurance company, she talked to Hal. Work, mm-hmm. supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, I'm going to the insurance company. And now she's just found. So if that is Cole, who is pretending to be Hal, which I don't believe it's Hal, by the way, at all. If that's Cole, then is he going to sell her out?
Yeah, by the way, it's Hal. It's Hal, not Hal. Hal's the AI. So... Hell, yeah, no. I think you nailed it last episode, that there's a good chance that Hell, the sister, could be Cole messaging her. Because after you said that last episode, I start thinking that, oh, I think you're right. because he's the only one has the potential, because he's the one who said it, I'll give her a fake number too so you can message back and forth. You're right. To be honest with you, your theory on that one makes a lot of sense. And based on that part of that book, of that last, based on that book, the theory of Cole being involved right now is like 100% he is involved. He's the one putting this together.
Join us in our next episode where we discuss chapters 11 through 14 in 0 days. Thank you for opening the book with us today. Subscribe so you won't miss our next episode. We would love to hear from you. Send us an email at yourbookmarksinfo@gmail.com. Join us again right here where you left off.